A Senate committee on Wednesday approved a proposal by Senator Kelly Arthur Anthon that clarifies the governor's power during what he calls a state of extreme peril.
It gives the governor authority to respond quickly, but it limits that ongoing authority to 60 days without the concurrence of the legislature. In emergency situations that are kept, where an emergency declaration has been made to keep funding in place from the federal government, for example, the requirement to return to the legislature is not there.
Anthon says legislative leaders were reacting to what they see as the governor acting unilaterally during the pandemic. They say he has kept Idaho unnecessarily in a formal state of emergency and suspended laws without input from the legislature. Governor Brad Little says the formal declaration has been needed to access federal aid. Anthon says the legislature is not trying to interrupt the cash flow from the feds, but he says it is trying to give people back some of their rights they've lost for much of the last year.
To protect our rights to assemble, to bear arms, and to exercise freely our religion.
The bill moved out of committee on Wednesday, but Anthon says it may need to be amended before it can be taken up by the full Senate. In the state house, Bonner County Representative Heather Scott has introduced a measure that would end the governor's current disaster declaration. It has not made much headway during this legislative process. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.